Yes, please.
Colonel Tennant, please.
Thank you.
Hello.
Colonel.
Yeah.
Jack Valenti.
Right.
Colonel, the president, he needs to be in Austin for a funeral at 3 o'clock.
Now right.
He's asking me to have his Queen Air stand by.
Uh-huh.
What would be faster for him, the Queen Air or the chopper, if we could land him somewhere in town as contrasted to Bergstrom? What kind of time elements are we talking about here?
We're talking about 26 minutes for the helicopter. And I'll put him down right there at the river where we've landed him before.
26 minutes. Now,
that's
what are
right.
We talking about that Queen Air, I wonder? Do you have any idea?
Well, if you go in the Queen Air by the time he gets out, even if he gets it straight in, I would say it maybe take him 18 minutes, and then you got to get in a vehicle and ride from the airport all
the
way to
town. In other words, you don't save more than 8 to 10 minutes on the Queen Air.
I would say it would take you probably 10 minutes longer at the least,
because
you got to get out and get in a vehicle.
All right, but by air, it took you about 8 to 10 minutes shorter in the plane than you've got to get in the vehicle.
That's correct.
All right, fine.
And it's about, from the time he gets down at the river and gets into town in the vehicle there, it's about 3 or 4 minutes ride from the river, you know where that is,
yeah,
by the convention center.
I understand.
And then the other difference is landing out at Municipal to get in the vehicle.
Are the winds favorable to us to Austin right now or not?
They're a direct crosswind.
Direct crosswind.
Right. Took us 26 minutes to come out this morning from Bergstrom.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yes, indeed.